KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 45 degrees in Atlantic at 7:07. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. There is a wind advisory that will be in effect from 10 a.m. today until 6 p.m. for parts of the listing area, including Winona, Harrison, Sac, Crawford, and Carroll counties. Otherwise, we look for it to be partly sunny and windy with a high of 52, winds west-northwesterly at 15 to 35 miles per hour with occasionally higher gusts. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. An attempted traffic stop early this morning in Red Oak resulted in a pursuit, a crash, and an arrest. The Red Oak Police Department reports officers attempted to stop a motorcycle driven by 25-year-old Kyle Wayne Pack of Red Oak at around 1 a.m. for failure to obey a stop sign. Pack sped off on his 2003 Suzuki SV650 and during a police pursuit crashed the cycle into a house in the 600 block of East Joy Street. Pack was arrested and charged with felony eluding, OWI first offense, driving while suspended, and failure to provide proof of insurance. He was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on a $5,000 cash bond. Damage to the motorcycle amounted to $2,000. Officials say no other vehicles or property were damaged during the incident. Police in Stewart are asking for your help in finding the person responsible for shooting a dog with an arrow. The animal later died from its injuries. Officials say the incident happened at around 3:30 p.m. Thursday when a family's dog was shot around or near the 300 block of North Division Street in Stewart. If you have any information regarding the case, call the Stewart Police Department at 515-523-1896 or the Dispatch Center at 641-747-2214. Officials say if you see a loose dog in Stewart, please contact the police department and they'll attempt to catch the animal and or notify its owners. Officials of the Council Bluffs Community School District Thursday announced that the student who threw the punch in the fatal fight at an Abraham Lincoln High School won't be expelled. The Daily Nonpareil reports instead 16-year-old Gregory Tier has been reassigned to an academic reassignment center housed at Canesville Alternative Learning Center. According to the district's website, Canesville is intended for students struggling to fit into larger classes at the high schools, who have attendance issues, who are not earning credits, or who are behind in credits, as well as students taking more than 4 years to complete their diploma. Diane Ostrowski, the district's chief communications officer, told the paper that Tier will not be able to return to his classes at Abraham Lincoln, which he has said publicly he wants to do. Ostrowski said that Tier is a junior, and there has been no discussion about what high school or academic center he will attend for his senior year. Chad Primer, a Council Bluffs attorney representing Tier, said his client is very disappointed and will challenge the district's decision. Tier has been suspended since last Thursday when he punched 17-year-old Dakota Eskrit, who later died from an injury sustained from falling and hitting his head after being punched. Earlier this week, the Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office dropped all charges against Tier after videotape evidence of the fight indicated that he was not the aggressor and was trying to defend himself. The Red Oak Police Department investigated a two-vehicle accident Thursday morning in the 800 block of East Summit Street. Officials say that Jacob Avery Emerson was driving out of his driveway backing up when the brakes failed, and due to the brake failure, the vehicle rolled uncontrollably backwards into the street where it struck a vehicle driven by Jennifer Lilly of Afton. Estimated damage to the Avery vehicle was around $2,000 and $2,000 to the Lilly vehicle. There were no injuries reported and no citations were issued. The Cass County Sheriff's Office wants you to be aware of a possible problem that may be going on in the listening area. A member of the public reported to the Sheriff's Office that vacuum salespersons had come to her house and she believed the two male subjects may have been casing the residence. The concern stems from a media release about the complainant whereas seen persons pretending to sell vacuum cleaners come to do a demonstration and then later come back to homes to break in. The Cass County Sheriff's Office wants to remind the public to stay vigilant, and if there are any door-to-door salespersons or anyone else for that matter who seems to be suspicious, to contact law enforcement immediately. A double-wide mobile home was destroyed by fire early Thursday morning west-southwest of Portsmouth in rural Harrison County. According to Persia firefighter Bob Simon, the department was dispatched at around midnight to the fully engulfed structure at 3832 260th Street, and crews were on the scene until about 3 a.m. Thursday. Crews from Persia and Panama provided mutual aid to Portsmouth Fire. A couple living in the home was in the process of moving out. There has been no word on the cause of that blaze, but no injuries were reported. And the Iowa Public Information Board has been asked to review action conducted during a closed session of the City Council in Pacific Junction. The Daily Nonpareil reports Councilman Earl Smith filed a complaint to the board alleging the Pacific Junction City Council had violated the state's open meetings law by voting during a closed session to acquire a $50,000 loan in November of 2013. However, last month, Smith said the action never happened, according to a letter sent to the board. Margaret Johnson, the deputy director of the IPIB, said Thursday that Smith essentially withdrew some of the complaints he made against the council. He also had sent his complaint to the Iowa State Auditor's Office. In his letter, Smith said a loan for $40,000 and not $50,000 was voted on and approved by the city council at the beginning of the meeting. He continued that a closed session was held to discuss an obligation debt for federal Social Security and Medicare-backed taxes in the amount of $50,000. Smith said in his letter that Pacific Junction Mayor Andy Young told council members that the city clerk had already arranged payments with the IRS to pay back the debt and that there was, quote, nothing to worry about. Smith said there was confusion among the council's decision because, according to a recording of the meeting, it was announced the city clerk made arrangements before knowing the amount owed to the IRS and before the plan could be approved by the city council. Johnson said it's likely the IPIB will hear Smith's complaint during its October meeting, even though it falls outside the 60-day filing deadline as called for in Iowa code. Johnson said in the future it would benefit the city council to make more concise agendas and take better notes during their meetings. In our funeral announcements this morning, John Allen Claver, age 68 of Defiance, died Monday. A massive Christian burial service for John Claver will be today at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gladys Rasmussen, age 96 of Audubon, died Wednesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Gladys Rasmussen will be today at 10 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gilbert Gibb Frank Kreisinger, age 81 of Griswold, died Thursday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. A memorial service for Gibb Kreisinger will be held on October 20th at 11 a.m. at the Griswold United Methodist Church. The Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. And Maisel Brower, age 97 of Messina, died Wednesday at the Griswold Care Center. Funeral services for Maisel Brower are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.